I've got some crazy ones out there, one in particular, but I'm curious.
Right. Well, the thing is, when I think of a crazy or mean, I mean, in the one, and this is in the zine, we had just been talking about this this one writer who was pretty much always drunk when, you know, the three times in a row that I had seen him, you know, and trying not to pay. And so I don't know that the driver was necessarily mean as defending himself, but he was trying to push the kid off the bus, and he ended up closing the doors so the kid couldn't get out, you know? So they had a bit of a fight, you know? So, but in some ways, I think the driver, you know, I mean, in the eye of the beholder, it could be seen as self-defense, but I'm very curious to hear what your experience.
Well, so for those who aren't too into public transportation or what have you, when you get onto a bus, like, there's the bike rack on the front of the bus, like here in Portland,
Where
you can pull it down, and there's two sets of bike racks. And I always put mine on the cabin-most set, right? Like the inmost. Because that way, because it's a lot harder if there's one on the outward side. Like, if there's a bike already there, it's hard to slide yours between the existing bike and the cabin,
right?
So I try and put mine closest to the cabin. That way, anybody else, because I usually take about 45 minutes on my bike, on my bus ride.
Okay.
So I want to put it there. And every time, she's a very large woman. I'll just... Just imagine a very large woman driving the bus. And
of sizable girth.
Yes. Her cup floweth over.
so to speak.
In the King James. the 500th year of its printing. She hits the little, there's an outside intercom, right? And she says, "Put your bike in the front! Put your bike in the front one, not the back one." And she sounds angry. This girl sounds angry that I'm putting it in the front one. And it's like, you know, I've asked another driver before who I'm on good terms with, Jim.
Right.
He's a great guy. And I'm like, "So, Jim, why does she yell at me?" And I've seen her yell at other people before. And he said, "Well, because she's, I would say it's because she's a woman." I told him that was stupid.
Ouch.
Thank you.
I told him to think
probably
harder,
important.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I said, "I don't know. I've seen guys be far bigger assholes than she was."
It's probably important that you clarify that that's not your viewpoint.
That is not my viewpoint. That is not my viewpoint. I think she just needs a hug. Her mama didn't hug her enough or something growing up.
Right.
But she'll, like, if she thinks anybody has their feet up on the seat, "Get your feet off the seat! Get your feet off the seat!" So then she'll wait 10 seconds, "Get your feet off the seat!" And then somebody always has to say, "They aren't on the seat. I'm just sitting kind of sideways."
Well,
she'll
it's
be really
crazy.
Sweet when you get off the bus. And I've tried being nice to her, like, "How's your day going?" And she won't even answer it. If you're an old woman or you look kind of retarded, She'll be really sweet to you. So if you seem meager, like, or meek, you know, like, on the weaker side of things, she'll be well disposed towards you. But if you seem remotely competent, like, of the broader range of things, she hates you. Like, if your earplugs are in and they're too loud, like, one guy, he had the stock, you know, iPod white earbuds. They can only get so loud, and he was about a third of the way back from her. And she was all like, "Turn your music down! Turn it down! I can hear it!" And, of course, he doesn't quite hear her saying this.
Right.
But she, like, keeps yelling it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand what makes life suck that bad that she needs to be that vicious. Like, I know there's some serious assholes that get on a TriMet bus, but...
Right.
I'm just thinking, I think I might have been that bus driver with my school bus back.
Kids have it.
That's right. I had forgot to ask. I was curious about that experience driving school bus.
Yeah, it's great. It's like transit bus, but you have more authority.
Is that right? Well, I just remember in high school we were cheering as we were going to some volleyball game or something like that, and I just, in retrospect, that seems like incredibly cruel to do someone on their day job to be chanting who knows what about the Spartans of Oshkosh North High School, you know, going to kill the Menasha, whoever. Yeah, exactly. So did you have that kind of stuff, or younger kids?
Well,
or
I had a kid who was probably 10 or 11 years old, really, really young, but really screwed up, really psychologically advanced, like manipulative.
Psychologically advanced. Well, he's not a dog, Brock.
Well, he was really good at like poking at the other kids' emotional weak spots.
It's funny, kids can be smart and cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
They only deploy their intellect in malice.
Right, in nefarious ways.
Yeah. But I had this thing where the kid was, he would be like out of his seat or like lying on the floor or, you know, jumping across the aisle to poke at the other kid or just bother him somehow.
Right.
And there were many times where I would pull the bus over. There was one day, I think, where I pulled the bus over like 3 times. We were half an hour late to his stop. And I'm just like, I'm not moving until you sit down and put your seatbelt on.
No, you know, kidding.
I drive a short bus, and so they all have seatbelts they have to wear.
I was going to say, I didn't know sort of the buses had seatbelts, but... Wow.
But I don't think I had the best approach to dealing with all those things. I probably would have made smaller deals out of the things that were, I mean, they were problems, but I think I turned into that lady, you know, the bus driver that you experienced, Brandon, where it's just like, you know, just, you know, you just kind of
the slightest thing is the bazooka. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
and I was calling the students on everything, just like, you know, feet out of the aisle. Stop it.
Yeah.
And I think I was just like, I was the main bus driver. Yeah. And I think I've learned from that, and I have better kids.
Did you have an experience that hinged you out of, like, shoehorned you out of that?
Well, I shoehorned myself out of the route when.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, then. Exactly.
Mid school day, school year, I was. Another route came open, and it was for Woodmere, which is right over here on Duke and 80th. So it's like right here. It's a close school. You know, I can drive for basically a school that's in the neighborhood and work here. Which I'm a big fan of, like, you know, working at home.
Sure.
The bus garage for the district drivers is up on Marine Drive, so it's like 14 miles
away.
So that's not close to home.
Yeah.
But the work that I do, you know, like when I'm picking up kids, they all live around here. So,
okay. Well, that's cool.
But
that was how
I got out of it. I basically was like, you know, I think they probably need a new bus driver because we've kind of worn our relationship thin. And I think I need new kids because I'm afraid, like, I was never afraid that I was going to, like, you know, deck a kid or something, but I was just afraid that, you know, like, I don't know, like someday I would be even meaner than
you'd cross a line. You'd cross a line. Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty good at not crossing lines, but you never know. So
Right. Yeah, exactly. Why not protect yourself?
Yeah. Basically I figured we could all use a change. A breath of fresh air.
Right.
The route that I'm driving this year, I had, that's the one that I picked up last year, and I bid for it again because they're great kids. And,
oh, good.
Yeah. I've got two wheelchairs this year. One's one of the elementary kids and the other one, goes to Jackson across on the west side in the West Hills.
Okay.
But yeah, so I do a lot of it. It's like, kind of like the TriMet lift van. You know,
okay, sure.
The ramp comes down, you put the kids on, you lift them back up. And
so do you have like a special license?
Give them a cigarette and send them on their
way. That's right.
Exactly. You're going to need this. I remember school.
The lights.
Well, the funny thing is, man, they used to, like, school bus drivers used to smoke. It used to be like no big thing. They still do.
That's who came to mind. Yeah.
The crazy thing about, like, working at the district is, I mean, not everybody smokes, but there's a fair amount of drivers, and you're not supposed to smoke on school grounds, but at the shop where all the mechanics are and
a
lot of the drivers and our dispatcher is like a chain smoker. She goes out like every 15 minutes and, it's just funny because, they're a crowd.
Yeah,
I had thought at some point it would be fun to do a TV show, kind of like The Office style.
Absolutely.
Bus drivers.
But just themed around like bus drivers. And all the drama that happens on buses and all the, like, the transit union bargaining and there's a lot of politics that goes into it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say there's no shortage of drama on the bus. Yeah. And getting back to Brandon's experience, in the olden times, when they first had the bike racks for buses, you had to buy a pass. You had to buy that was $5. It was, from TriMet. You had to go downtown.
And get trained. Right?
And you got trained. And the training was to put your bike on the furthest rack from the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
So she must be an old holdout.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the training. I mean,
a great reason for it.
I'm reluctant to say it because it sounds ridiculous now, but I want to say counterbalance for some reason. Like your bike was better off being from the, if it was the only bike on the rack, that it was better farther from the bus. I don't know if that, I want to say that was the reasoning, but it's been a long time. And since then, I mean,
counterbalance?
Well, I don't, you know, on the, like the rack wouldn't hold down, you know, so, like it might rise up while you're, while the bus is moving, if there's only one bike on it and it's closest to the bus.
Which is all the more reason why it should be closer to the cabin.
I don't know. No, but I just remember, like, that's what we were, quote unquote, trained to do back in the days of the $5 bike pass for your bus, you know? And well, since then,
I've had a really similar experience because that just like the lady was telling you, put it on the outside. I was loading my bike on after work one day and the driver's like, wait, put it on the outside. And I'm like, you know, why? I'm getting good at asserting, you know, myself and saying, yeah, I gotta do this, you know. And,
sure.
I know who I am, and you can't push me around because you're a TriMet driver. And, but his thing was like, well, number one, I'm the bus driver, so you got to do what I say.
And, really?
And, oh yeah, that was his first response.
That's fair.
But the second one was like, I think he gave me a. It happened twice. He gave me one reason one time and another the other, and they didn't match up.
Yeah.
And that made me feel like he's just talking out of his
ass. Right. But Brandon makes a good point. Like, if you know you're going to be on the bus for 45 minutes, I mean, it is a pain to put your bike on the closest rack to the bus when there's another bike already on there. You know what I mean? It's hard to do, you know, and if you know you're going to be riding the bus for 45 minutes, it's a courtesy.
Maybe I should just ask her. I mean, I'm scared to because she won't even acknowledge that I asked her how her day...
well, yeah, right. That could be a can of worms.